you guys are at the inn, making your preparations. Each day, your mysterious friend has been coming by.
The not-so-great sugar daddy?
Yeah, the not-so-great sugar daddy.
That situation is so funny.
Just like, oh, wow, I want to use this guy as a sugar... Oh, no.
He's basically been supplying you guys with floor plans of the jail.
I'm missing that dice.
But he doesn't tell you where he got it. He doesn't tell you where he specifically got it from. Just that he has it.
Okay. I do not stop glaring at him every single time he talks to me.
Just letting you know that I have his character sheet.
Stop it. If you want to ask him any
questions. Is she just showing up late then?
Yeah, he's showing up late. I need to go home with him tonight because I work tomorrow.
He's Batman, so...
He shows up when he wants.
But anyway. Yeah.
I'm missing the lady.
So if you have any questions to ask him...
Wait, has Banjo started talking yet?
No.
Quiet,
Banjo,
bitch.
Baby.
Hey.
Wow.
There is a dichotomy here, okay? Hey. You're the nice one.
Shh.
I'm the bitch. No.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone. Bitch. I can be mean if I want
to. No, don't be mean to him.
You can also be a bitch if you really want to, Ricky. Excellent. You kind of are one.
Good.
Just like stop being mean. He takes it in stride. Look at that. He took that so proudly. He's like, good.
Yeah.
He owned up to it. He knows what he's doing.
Don't be mean.
I was born mean. I don't know if you know that.
Get another set.
I mean, I don't even remember things, and I know that I was born.
This one. Was...
Now, if you excuse me, I'm doing studying.
Well,
so he leaves you with Matt, and he basically explains that he can't come with you at the moment because he has to take care of something else.
Didn't want him with us.
So this is the day you guys leave.
I have
nice
books. I should see about a bag of holding. I wonder how expensive.
So anything you need to buy?
Probably really expensive. In case Meadow fails me. Just kidding. In case you ran out of spell slots.
That scowl. Oh, that was intense.
Gotta be able to heal myself.
They are 5 gold each.
I think I only had one.
I
chugged it.
To grab a knife so I can.
When the vampire
bit me. Butter my crackers.
chugged when the vampire's like on your neck.
Just like,
It's like, well, here we go. I'm gonna take 2.
Okay. So mark off 10 gold off of your total.
Where am I?
And you have 2 healing potions now.
Where's my pencil now?
Oh, the cap threw it off.
What the?
Well, the cap was there.
Is that where my... Oh, yeah, it's on the floor right here. Go get it.
Get it. Okay. Handbook.
Get it. Oh, I know you're caught in the chair.
I know.
This is what happens when you have, like, holes and tattoos and everything.
Also, everybody really wants the corgis, apparently.
Corgis!
I'm the only one who's against corgis.
Corgis. Just
you. Yeah, it's recording. That's why we're talking about corgis.
While we're in the town,
uh-huh.
And I'm with Ricky shopping, mm-hmm. I will tug on the back of Ricky's shirt. To get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will hand him the giant ruby to sell.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, lordy.
Okay, let's see.
You need the dangerous assassin site?
Whoever.
That'll kick probably their ass. Get us killed.
Shush you.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Well. Exactly 99 gold for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'll give half to Banjo.
Yeah, I see. I'll split it.
The guy who looks at you is like, we're closing early today. He's all counting.
Yeah.
He's like looking at us like, I'm not going to ask where you got this from.
No, do not. It's best not to ask any questions.
I would get 49, you'd get 51, I think.
Well, you selling to the same two guys.
I feel like those are I'm jiving. Those are my boys now.
Well, they're really happy with you.
Yeah, other than the time we brought in that site.
They specifically go to, like, this display case that has a statue, and, like, the one guy just takes the statue out, puts the broom in, puts it in, it's just like, locks it, yeah.
Pleasure doing business.
Exactly 99.
How about we bump that up to 100 to keep it even?
Roll your charisma.
I'm so sorry,
it's like 99, I don't want to have to carry change.
Just pout at him a little bit.
That's...
We're level
6
now, right?
Sorry, Ricky, those rules. 99.
Fine. Just get one gold.
666.
I'll steal 8. One gold. 24. Just to make it even.
Meta. Alright, I picked my meta magic already. So I'm good there. Because I want to cast lots of things. And...
Wait, how much did I get?
51.
Are
51 to 49.
You, Rachel, at the inn still?
Yes.
Are you in your room or are you in the public area?
Probably the public area while I study.
Yeah. Yeah. You get 50.
Roll your perception.
Perception. Shiny D20. That's a D20. I have a giant bag of dice after this.
What the hell is
it?
8. 8.
Jeez. Nope. Do I get to roll?
I have to.
Yeah.
Downstairs with her.
You get to roll.
Yeah, you get to hang out with her.
D20.
Cool. Perception is +2.
+13. It's letting the rest of the
you
beard
see
grow
a member of the
it.
Mage's Guild
like
heading towards you guys.
Mustache.
He's
kind of
like, is that her?
This is
just
spite him.
Mage's Guild. They'll find me. I'm right here.
He is.
I'm the only gray skin.
You might have seen him around. He's like, I guess it would be like a secretary staff guy.
Okay.
He's not an actual mage, but. He basically delivers missives
what
on behalf of the mages to other mages.
Yeah, you see at this moment, she's like, I'm over here.
Oh, I found the steel gauntlet things.
I still only...
Nice.
With an angry face on them.
Yeah.
You were wearing them.
You're still wearing them?
No, I want to sell it.
Really?
Sure?
Okay, never mind. I want to sell it.
All right.
I like
your
like,
I picked my spell already. I
don't know what they are yet, so I don't know what stats I get.
Okay, so back to you. You are Miss...
Wait, I also have a long sword. Wait, did we sell these? The long sword and the Bolterian symbol and a decorative shield.
Your daughter is waiting for you at the Mage's Guild.
I don't think you did either. Technically, I can use a long sword.
What?
Want
a
long sword?
I
have
some explaining to
yes,
do.
Your daughter
you
is waiting for you at the Mage's Guild.
More practical?
What?
It's for style.
Yeah, yeah, it's for your daughter. She came in today looking for you.
Like...
What?
You sold this.
Yeah, but what? What?
We're not here.
You're missing out. She's just staring at somebody now going, what? Okay, yeah, sure, I guess I'll be there.
The wall and
just,
crossing.
I'll be there shortly.
Well, I'm coming too. This is gonna be great.
Thanks, Meadow. Thanks. Oh, you're such a... You're so fucking supportive. I really appreciate it. I will be there shortly.
All right, I will let them
go. Thanks.
He bows and leaves.
Ethel, what?
Oh,
Ethel, what? Something came out of his
throat. Have this surgeon, Ithopathicus. Says my notes say I found a long sword.
I think
and a decorative shield. I don't know if we.
I don't
sold
think we
that.
Took them.
That was part of the puzzle.
That was part of the puzzle.
The decorative shield went onto the actual statue because that's what stopped the.
Never mind.
Thing.
I'm good.
Oh, I still have that cloak. That
I
very
still have my
cloak.
Punching gauntlets.
Keep
that.
Hurt extra hard when I punch people in the face.
So are we going to the Mage's Guild?
Yeah. So I got. I want to know this. Great.
I'm so
make
glad
note,
you're excited.
I'm very
notes.
Excited.
I feel like I should go the other direction.
No.
Okay.
This is gonna be fun.
Are we going back to the inn?
Yeah.
Come on.
Just
this is gonna be great.
We're walking back into
I'm
the inn.
I'm pretty
end
sure
right
it's
now.
Just like a misunderstanding.
No,
this,
wait, okay, that's not a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's misunderstandings and then there's
Unless somebody is acting as one, I don't think that's what's going on, okay, Meadow? It doesn't work like that. I'm having a really bad day. Don't even.
I'm not gonna interfere.
Fantastic.
What? Because you fucking.
It's gonna be great.
No, it's not gonna be great. What if somebody's just pretending? Then it's not so bad, right?
Who said that?
What? Did you just say you punch somebody?
Maybe.
Okay, well. What's happening? I have to go.
Okay. I'm coming to you. Great news.
No, not great news. Not great news.
Indulge you're gonna us. Wanna hear this.
No, be... we're not. We're not gonna wanna hear it.
No, yeah, I do wanna hear it actually.
You don't.
Meadow, what stop do you have to say?
Stop it.
let her speak for herself. She wants to say something.
Matt from the Mage's Guild showed up and says her daughter would like to see her.
Could you not shove my head off to the side?
I don't
side?
Understand why that's funny.
She doesn't have a daughter.
Oh. That's awkward.
What? Yeah, if you actually opened your mouth, Banjo, I'd understand you. But you won't talk, will you?
It's like, no, Sam, Sam.
Anybody catch any of yeah, I don't remember anything. That's the problem. Fuck. Can't we just go on in the adventure to Ulbrich like we want?
I thought that's what we were doing.
I know, so I don't have to visit the mansion.
Really kind of want to find this out.
I'd just run away from that problem, but...
I didn't know that anything actually came out of this, okay? Okay, well, how do you think babies are born, Banjo? Don't give me that face.
I think you should be asking Meadow that. That might be a more interesting question.
She knows. The hippie family she comes from is all about love and nature, so yes, they actually do quite revere the concept of people being born.
Strange.
Hippies. Hippies.
Sounds like interesting people.
Okay, I'm gonna go
to the table. What time of day is it?
It's mid-afternoon.
Okay.
I'm gonna get up and start walking.
Wait, are we leaving today?
It's up to you guys.
It's like mid-afternoon. That's like, there's still lots of daylight.
So like, are she we
out?
Not
she's
going?
Already out. She's okay. Out the
do
door.
Do we still have that cart you. That the halflings left?
Yes,
that's our cart now.
It's
they died.
Cart now
they don't need it.
Because she's taking care of the horse and everything.
Aw, that's right.
Yeah, I even went and got, like, oats and carrots
what did
and
we name
water?
The horse? I forget.
Buttercup.
Oh, yeah.
The horse is indifferent to the name, but it still obeys you guys. Because you keep it fed. So nice. It's just going to follow you guys around.
And I pet it.
And it's happy.
You brush it out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got a brush for
so
it.
So who's all going to the Maids of the Guild? Just the Ballast? Everybody. Well, it is great.
Andrew's all on this, I gotta know.
Ricky's like, I don't know.
Okay, so you get to the base.
Guess I'm going.
And the steward guy is there, like before, staying by the door with the two golems. And he's like, oh, student of
this place just
back.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Thanks, I'm an associate now.
Yes. Oh, yes, that's right, you're an associate.
Thank you.
Yeah, your daughter is waiting for you in one of the rooms.
I guess are my friends allowed to come?
Well, that is up to you, if you...
You guys want to come in and see the shit show that is about to probably happen?
We have nothing, literally nothing else to do.
Great, let's all go.
Okay.
Yeah, Valis will
so
lead
he leads you to one of, like, the, guest room. Well, not really guest room, it's just like a... It's like a empty study.
Mm-hmm.
And he opens the door. And
just on the way. I have a long-lost daughter of at least 20 years.
Uh-huh.
This is a problem.
Wait, see.
20 years.
Wait, so you do have a daughter?
I don't know if I do, but I don't remember anything from past 20 years ago.
Okay. But then if she knows that's you, it'd have to be longer than 20 years.
Yeah, because she'd have to be older. Old enough to at least remember me.
So maybe 25? I don't know.
25 or older.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be terrible.
Okay, that's it. That's what she wanted to discuss with her before she got in.
So you go into the room, and there's like a bookshelf, and there's like another part behind the bookshelf. And you can just hear someone on the other side flipping through pages. And the steward guy is... He left you guys in the room.
I walk up and just lean over around the bookcase and go, hello?
Around the corner is the little girl from Castle Shadowgate. And she's wearing a... like a big sun hat. And she comes out.
Oh, you just lied. That's all you did? Okay. I should have seen that coming.
I'm just gonna turn around and start looking at books or something.
So remember, in my defense, we were speaking of the dichotomy of life and death and the concept of morality and whether or not
she holds up the papers towards you.
Sure, I'll just take those.
One of it is a deed. Basically says, whoever signs this deed will be the new owner of Castle Shadowgate. And there's another paper under it.
Okay, I'll turn that one over.
Basically, it states that it's a will that the last remaining relative will be given all the fortunes of Castle Shadowgate. In the fact that there is no living relatives, it will go to the castle servant. And she kind of looks at you.
You're the castle servant. Oh, God. Okay. Well, anybody got paper, pen, ink? There we go. Okay. I guess I'm doing this. And I take it you're going to stay there. Safely. Okay. I like that. We can do that. I can reach this. So, there you go.
And then she hands you a necklace.
Okay, I'll take that.
And you kind of see her go towards the bookshelf. And if anyone's paying attention, she kind of just goes into the shadow and disappears.
That's pretty damn cool.
That's a lot better than an actual daughter. I got a
castle.
I got a castle and a necklace.
And lots of.
Don't know what money? I was expecting for that, but I'm kind of disappointed.
I know, I was expecting something. Well, I mean.
Okay, really, out of all the situations that could have happened, this was the best possible outcome. I got a castle, a palace. Right now, I got a castle. I got a necklace. Okay? I made good gold from the last time we were there. And now she gets a nice, safe place to call home till the end of her days.
Which is never.
Yeah, pretty much. Till the end of my days, and then she finds somebody else to sign that deed.
Which is also never.
What? Oh, yeah, I
remember. Well, I mean,
I actually forgot that.
You know.
Living for a dream. I'm just saying, if somebody's more likely to die, it'll probably be me. Well, that was less exciting than I thought.
Not gonna lie.
Let's go!
I was anticipating something a little bigger than that.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is cool too.
Like, oh, we're so mellow to group, and we just got a castle, and everyone's like, oh,
I got
a castle. Drama, damn it!
I wanted family issues.
What are we gonna do with a fucking castle?
Like, everything. We have a goddamn castle now. I'm gonna put on my new necklace.
Cool beans.
I'm assuming there's no other vampires in that castle, right?
I assume not, considering the one that was there came after us pretty fiercely.
As long as that
Rachel, roll a d20.
Little girl's gonna be safe. That's important.
I don't.
She seems a little
nice.
Girl
13.
Anymore.
Does she get any pluses?
Her arcana or intelligence?
Arcana. So I'm gonna go with arcana. It's a +2 for a 15.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You feel a surge of power go through you, and. You start to figure out what the necklace actually does. You get a glimpse of the castle in your mind whenever you hold the necklace.
Okay.
And the math kind of assembles in your brain that the necklace holds a spell of mass teleportation.
What was that?
Uh-huh, what?
Would you like to share with the group?
Well, you stroke your neck.
Necklace. Thank you. Should we ever need to... Okay. We don't even need to worry about an escape route anymore.
Elaborate.
Okay, well, if we go to the jail and do the thing we have to do, I can now cast a spell of mass teleportation to Castle Shadowgate.
For all of us or just yourself?
It's called mass teleportation, not just teleportation. You good?
But does that mean literally anything, or is that a certain amount of people? I'm not teleporting somewhere and then having half of me arrive.
All of you will arrive. God, do you think I'm that bad of a caster?
I honestly don't know yet.
I am fantastic, thank you. I am magical.
I don't think that necessarily means you're good at it. How's that cheese?
I'm just imagining that's in character, like Meadow's just like pulling crackers her bag and like, she's like,
you know she is. You know that that's her thing.
Good cheese.
I'm just looking for regular teleportation.
You still have rich crackers and cheese right now.
Yeah.
Gotta get pumped. Just do some smashing.
Just cheese, I just love
She's gonna smash
10 foot there's a teleportation circle. Basically the same thing. I think there's the regular teleportation.
Here's Meadow.
Just like teleport.
Yeah. Instantly like in transports you and up to 8 creatures of your choice. You can see within range or a single object you can see within range to a destination you select. Eight people. That's plenty.
Cool.
I guess that'll work.
So, are we going?
To Castle Shadowgate? No, we're going
to the prison.
Well, obviously. Well, excuse me, I have a necklace for one thing and I just got it, so you use that out of context. I want a bite of your cracker. It's great. She feeds me whenever I need it. She's very supportive. You feel like talking yet? How about now? Now.
Don't be mean to him.
He'll want him to talk.
So we'll talk when he's ready. What right, Banjo? See.
Meadow, we really... No, don't point at me. I'm gonna bite that finger of yours.
Shh. More crackers or cheese for you.
There are drinks around.
Drinks and a white rug nearby.
I like the crackers.
Far away.
It's all good. Well.
So you have your maps and you guys know where to go. According to the map, it is in the southwest coast of Ulbrich.
Oh, is that going to take us to get to?
It's going to be a big journey.
But you don't know how many days it's going to take you, because...
It's really far away.
Okay, I'm going to go and buy rations.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Really? Really? You didn't think about rations? What else did you think about bringing if you didn't think about food?
Well, I guess we should go buy that, yeah.
We also have to buy stuff enough for the horse. So we're gonna need hay.
I've got him lots of hay and carrots and oats and
hay,
shit.
Oats,
I think I've ever traveling in my
brush,
whole life.
Brush, water. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Make
thought
sure
about the horse and then think about myself.
You guys go by
this
boat?
The first most traveling.
Okay.
How do you want to get there, Banjo? It's your choice.
I point to the cart.
Yeah. We're in a mage's tower.
Isn't our only option the cart?
Yeah, with the horse. We're taking the horse. I'm not leaving the horse.
I'm not sure. I'm double checking.
The mage's
you know you
guild
can
won't
stable
teleport
it.
You.
Yeah,
that's fine. Good, because I want to take the horse.
I'm sure that would cost a lot of money if they put a monetary value on that.
They said you're an associate, but
yeah,
they don't have the resources.
We're not associates. I don't trust them.
I ain't fancy enough yet. Give it time. They love me here.
Oh.
Sorcerers know what they're doing.
At least someone does.
So I'll say that you guys get all the supplies you need. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Rations and all that.
On
the
Facebook page.
I know.
I'm going to spend it. How much did I spend for that?
I know I have it.
A few gold.
So.
My foot falls asleep.
You guys travel. You get pretty far, but you're not at the border of Bolteria and Obrigian. So who's taking first watch?
I'm going to take in the middle of the night because I can see then. I think you should take first watch because the rest of us can see in the dark very well.
Are you making fun of the fact that I am a human?
I'm taking into consideration our strengths and weaknesses as a group. Yours, one of your weaknesses, is not being able to see in the dark.
Oh, sorry, I'm just like a normal person.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not some fancy, the elf creature.
That's why you're getting
making
first
it easier
watch.
On you, so you get first watch.
I was gonna volunteer anyways. Fine.
Okay.
I will take either second or third. I can be up in the middle of the night. That's fine. Actually, I should take second. You should take third, because they'll need their full 8 hours sleep, so they can either start at the beginning
Ricky.
Or the end.
What?
Roll a d20.
Oh my god.
Perceptive.
Jesus. Well. See if my eyes will work.
Fucking hope so. I gave you the better shift.
It's a 13.
Do you have a minus one to perception?
Yeah, and wisdom. Which is the most thing I roll.
So you're sitting there by the fire, waiting. Nothing really happening. Then you hear a...
Hear me.
Meow.
What the heck is happening?
The cat's doing.
Why is he white? So
he
white.
Just does that sometimes.
Why is he yellow? He does that. Okay, what?
You hear a rustling noise coming from one of the tents. Let's see whose tent it's gonna be. It's coming from their tent.
Okay. I'm gonna go up and go near that tent, I guess.
You go into their tent and
listen for a second.
You listen, and it stops. And then all you hear is Meadow snoring.
It doesn't snore. We meditate. We don't even sleep. We meditate.
Yeah.
So you can't guess technically sleep. You just don't do magical sleep.
Can I, just, quietly, peek over the tent, see if there's anyone in there? Other than them, I guess. What are they doing? I do that.
So you peek in, and you see a fox going through their bag. Nose is in the bag.
It's like a fox person?
No, a fox. A fox.
Just a fox. Just regular. A fox.
How did it get in?
Wouldn't we hear that?
The door closed? Was it open slightly?
It's a tent. It's just a fabric tent.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking it. I don't know why I was thinking of this.
A zipper?
I was thinking of it tied in the middle. Oh my god.
I literally pictured a full on zipper.
Because you guys are on watch. You guys are in your...
I can hear when my dog comes and...
You're in your meditative state.
Okay, I'm gonna just, just reach in, just try to, shoo it away. Just, grab it and, push it out of the way. Get out of here.
Uh-oh.
Quiet. Quiet. Because I don't want to wake them up. If I don't have to.
It, grabs a ratchet and then it just... runs off into the forest.
Sure, whatevs.
That's fine. But I will be a closer eye on the tent for foxes.
Okay, who's on next watch?
Either me or her.
I was gonna take second.
Okay.
Okay, it's about Ricky goes to bed.
Am I rolling perception?
Yeah, roll perception.
17. No, 18. I get plus 3. Speaking of, did our proficiency bonus go up?
I don't know, did they?
I don't know, I'll have to check.
3, I don't think any of mine did.
You see a couple of deer.
Okay.
And they're they stop, they look at you guys, well, they look at you, and they stare at the fire, and then they just bound off. And that's it.
Do any of our stats go up at level 3?
That's,
Level 4.
Level 4, okay. That's right.
Okay.
Fifth level is when our proficiency goes.
Last watch.
Middle watch? She's got middle
watch.
And Banjo's got last.
Yeah.
Okay, middle watch it.
Okay, roll. 19, 21.
Oh, wow.
That is awesome.
Just laser eyes.
So you're sitting there, and you see two foxes. And it looks like they're trying to go into the tent, but as soon as they see you, they stop. And they just stare at you.
Can I make friends with them? Of fucking course.
Is Meadow a Disney princess?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I offer him some like nuts and stuff? I'm awake. I'm fucking eating, man.
Yeah, they take your food.
Does Meadow have food on her at all times?
Yes.
This is canon.
She may as well be a halfling.
Oh my god.
Nicely as I offer them food.
She's also Groot mom.
One of them is skittish, but
so
the other one's like,
she probably needs an extra cloak for us to keep warm.
Hey, friend.
The one that doesn't want to get pet goes into their tent.
No, no, come back. I'll give you more food. Come back.
No, it's not listening to you. Goes into their tent.
We'll give this one a little bit more food. I'm going to go get that one back.
Would we wake up at the sound?
Nope. Guys asleep.
I'm going to try to...
Okay, Ricky can... Roll a d20 and see if he wakes up.
Okay. He's a different d20.
Back, little friend.
17 plus anything?
No.
Okay, 17.
So you feel, you hear the noise of coins jingling.
Stealing my fucking money.
You see, you wake up and you see this fox and he has the coin purse in his mouth. And he's like,
I'll just stare it down for a second before I'm just gonna try and grab it.
Roll d20.
I have so much money in there, it's not taking my gold. That's 12. Would that be plus dexterity?
Yeah, it's your dexterity. Oh
my god.
15?
So that's a 16.
You have a plus 4 to dex?
Rogue, baby.
You manage to grab it, but the coin purse rips, your coins spill. The fox grabs one coin and then runs out the tent.
Give middle finger at the fox.
You just see the fox run.
Coin purse. I stick it under my pillow.
As you see, as soon as you see the fox run out of their tent, the other fox that was with you runs with it.
Get my gold back.
Did you grab a gold or a silver? Do you have silver?
I have 18 silver.
Did you grab a gold or a silver?
He grabbed the
gold. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We tried to help.
He went for the good stuff.
Oh. Well, I mean...
Why would a fox want gold?
Because it's obviously not just a fox!
Maybe it's a familiar.
Or a druid.
Last watch.
I will be back.
I have my hand on my
seriously?
Coin purse. Just...
I need
is
the
that,
key.
What is it plus?
Just a fish out
perception.
Pocket.
Perception? Yeah. That my wisdom?
Yeah.
So 14.
So he's in there. And... couple of deer come by, and then you see
another fox.
Three foxes.
Jesus. I would like to stay before I went to bed. I put my money under my pillow.
They go. They seem to be creeping, and then when you see them, they stop and they just stand up in the grass and just sit there, just eyeing you. And they don't approach. They don't go any closer.
Play them some music.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'll just start like,
try
playing
charm
my...
the foxes.
Hey, I tried to make friends with them.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to play music because now I have enthralling performance.
Okay, roll your d20.
Wait, hold on.
Or are you actually going to do the spell enthralling performance?
It's not, I think it's a spell or is it just something I get when I'm in school of glamour? I don't know how the colleges work. Okay, you can charge your performance with seductive fey magic. If you perform for at least 1 minute, you can attempt to inspire wonder in your audience by singing. At the end of the performance, choose a number. Oh no, that's humanoid, so I can't use that. Never mind.
Well, I'll allow you to roll
plank
your,
a little bit.
I'll allow you to roll your d20 and add your charisma. So add your charisma to this roll.
Okay, these foxes are getting food, getting like music.
That's a five. No, wait, no, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's a 7.
Okay, that's a 7. Foxes kind of like tilt their head at the music. And then it seems like they hear something else, their ears twitch, and then they run off. The rest of your watch is uneventful.
The last time we had a stupid watch, you said there was like a weird Wendigo creature thing with glowing eyes in the forest. When is that coming back? I didn't forget. God damn it.
Okay. You don't want to open mine because they're down there.
Well, I'm going to have to get them mental.
Okay, so you guys wake up the next day. All you're awake the next day. And you're making your way. Along the road, you see a couple of... You pass a couple of, like, merchants and stuff. They go by.
Those were some pretty deer last night, weren't they?
Deer?
I saw deer.
I saw Foxes.
Couple of caravans.
I fed them. And then one went into their tent.
As you're passing...
Tried to steal my gold.
I'll let you two roll perception.
A fox tried to steal your gold.
Yeah, I got
it
one gold.
It was not successful. Was what would that be plus?
Wisdom?
Oh my god, I should know this. Just this 10.
Nine minus one, eight.
Okay, you don't see it, but you see it when it passes by. There's a cart that goes by, and it has...
foxes?
No. It doesn't have foxes. It has, like, a bunch of posters on the side. Like, different, like, advertisements. And it's going in the direction of Volteria. And as it goes by, you know, you see some mundane stuff like, eat at blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you're, you know, best cobbler in the village, blah, blah, blah. And then you see one wanted poster of Ricky.
I would immediately reach over and, like, jerk your hood up.
But it's, like, another badly drawn one.
It's just, like, an old one. Wait, do you think this is every single town we go to now? This is the hood I made too small, so it's not very cool looking.
There you go.
Thank you. Give me my wanted poster back.
A fox went into your
hood. Are you going to point out to me the fact that there's a wanted poster in me, or are you just going to pull my hood up?
Just ever
and then there's something jerked around up. It's like... Why?
Bird. And point back at the caravan that swim by us.
Oh.
That's a problem.
Where's the chocolate in this?
There's the other side of
wired.
So foxes tried to steal your gold. And you know the problem with that, right? They're
no
not magpies.
That's called bullshit.
What?
Magpies take money and shiny things.
Uh-huh.
Because they're attracted to them and it helps build their nests and attract a mate.
Are we talking about birds or are we talking about foxes here?
Foxes don't do that. Therefore,
maybe they're familiars.
Ergo, they could be familiars. They could also be druids.
I don't know, they were nice. Well, let me pet it. I pet it nuts.
So you just pet a druid.
Certain magic users have the ability to turn into animals.
Okay.
Particularly.
I probably vaguely knew that. Either way, I am sleeping with my coin purse under my pillow from now on.
Same here, because I have a lot of money.
So you guys make it to the border.
Mm-hmm.
And there is sort of like a...
I'm going to put my hood up just in case.
Sort of like a... It's kind of like a wall. Not a big wall, but there's obviously something dividing both kingdoms. And there's a guard tower.
Is there, like, a gate or something?
No, there's no gate. And you kind of see the guards. There's, like, one guard who's wearing Politarian colors. And there's another guard wearing Obrid colors. And they're kind of just, like, looking at people who pass by.
I assume we're passing under an arch as we go, too.
They kind of look at you and it's like, look at your cart, look at the people. Wave you through.
Thank you, sirs.
That went better than I thought it would.
Rachel, roll your survival. Wait. Is there a navigation skill?
Nope.
There's survival.
There's nature. There's
nature and survival.
Animal handling. Survival.
I get plus two with animal handling.
I don't know if there was a cartography or navigation.
Survival would be the closest thing,
I think,
finding your path in the middle of nowhere. Or nature.
Roll your survival, Rachel, because you're the one with the map.
Who's driving the cart?
What is that?
People call you Meadow.
No.
Stop rolling off! It's not landing on a flat surface.
Fucking dice right.
I know, we only dress
Gavin?
Story. You're the only sophisticated
Gavin?
One here.
Oh, okay, yeah. Looking at the map.
Plus one.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If we get
I rolled a six.
So you come across, you get to a point where there's a sign. And the sign basically has multiple points. 1 second. Yeah, grab his
notes. This is jam club again.
That sucked me.
All I remembered it was spelt the old-timey way. Like Gale.
G-A-O-L?
Hypogean. Guile. scale.
So you got one sign that says Ogryn.
Not pronounced.
One sign that says Gelfrin. One sign that says Lumia. And then the other one says to say village blah, village blah, village blah, village blah. Something, something fortress.
Why are all the villages names?
And then there's one that's just like scrubbed off.
Pull out the map.
I've literally never been in this area.
And look for any
world,
of those
so no
names
idea.
Relating to the map.
Roll your survival again.
Better roll. Good. Would you roll?
Did you roll a one?
Rachel!
I rolled five.
Rachel!
God damn it! Give me the goddamn map. That's a lie. I probably do really shitty, actually. I got plus two on the survival.
I got a plus one. Didn't help me.
Right sounds good. The right path. Want to take the right path?
Take the left path.
I'm gonna ask for a second.
Can I, like, grab the map from her and try to, like, figure it out myself?
Sure.
I don't trust her. I feel like I see her, like, I'm just gonna try. This is not gonna go well. It's a 15. It's a 16. Wait, is it? Yeah, 16.
Yeah, you want to go left, then right.
Here and then here.
Okay, I guess. I don't know. Do I look like I know maps? I'm not a ranger.
That's why I...
Putting Ricky
just,
in charge
just
of
go,
the map.
Just go left and then right, okay?
Left
this
then
looks
right.
Correct.
I'm on it.
I have a good feeling about this one.
You guys get going. And you notice now, starts getting... Well, it's wooded, but it starts getting more... Gross and swampy.
Right.
That's excellent. Aww.
Yeah. Because Obrick is not a nice place. It's aww. A gross and swampy place.
Aw. Well, why did we come here? We could have picked a better jail. That's a nicer place.
I think the whole purpose is that it's the worst jail possible in the most terrible place imaginable.
How long have we been on the road?
You've been on the road for 2 days now.
Wow. Wow, that's really long time.
You come across another fork in the road. Who's holding the map?
Ricky.
Ricky in charge of the map?
I guess, oh god.
Ricky.
All right, Ricky's in charge of the map.
Ricky, roll a d20.
Don't fuck up this time.
He's doing his best job
this
to
is,
bullshit
this is,
his way through this.
This is something different, though.
That's that rolled off of the paper.
This is something different.
That's a safe roll. That's our six.
Okay. It's just a six?
Just a six.
Okay, you can add your dex to this one.
Ooh. So that's a five plus three.
Oh,
six, eight.
Oh. Just
a six was with survival.
Oh.
So eight.
It's just eight now.
It's eight.
Okay, so you're trying to look at the map. You're trying to compare notes. And this big gust of wind is... And that's pretty strong because it's like, just the way the trees are, it's like, yeah. You see the map going, it's kind of tumbling, and then it hits the tree.
You see this face, just,
it's like stuck in the tree.
She's like,
is the tree close?
Fuck it, I'm going after the map, goodbye.
You climb the tree.
Is it stuck in the tree?
It's stuck in the tree right now.
I will chase after that
tree.
How tall is this tree?
I will say it's 25 feet.
Can
I got this.
Hand
I got this.
What? Tree?
I was gonna say, you can do that or I can spider climb it. I don't care.
I was just gonna climb it.
I was just gonna spider climb it.
Let her spider climb.
Are you gonna spider climb it?
I'm gonna
count the time.
Climb.
Okay.
Wait until she falls.
It's spider climb.
You
that's why
it.
I
I'm
don't
whispering.
Fall.
And then.
Yeah. Keep talking. Okay, spider climb. Until the spell ends, one willing creature I touch, which can include me, gains the ability to move up, down, across vertical surfaces, and upside down along ceilings while leaving its hands free. The target also gains a climbing speed equal to its walking speed. So I will cast the spell on myself and then proceed to literally my feet start going up that trunk.
Okay. So you get to the map. It's kind of like hanging on the branches like...
I got
roll
d20. Can I do something?
Because I was going to do something like an asshole.
I swear to God.
I will let Katie do something.
Right when she was about to lean over and grab it, I was going to use Mage Hand to grab it and pull it down. Because Mage Hand has a range of 30 feet.
Okay, I'll let her do her thing first. Okay. And then...
Three.
So, you're about to grab it, and then you feel this brush of force go past your face. Whoop, yoink!
You just see this moment. She looks down and she's like, fuck off! I told you he was using spider climb. You let me get all the way up here for nothing.
You were taking too long.
Rachel, roll another d20. Roll another d20, please.
Nine.
You feel a huge gust of wind. You guys on the ground.
Uh-oh.
That's what you hear, Echo.
What?
You should come down.
Okay, I'd immediately look around.
I'm gonna do the same thing.
The horse
thing
is like
in the tree. Somebody.
Horse is like nope. Horse wants to go.
No,
I've got. I'm coming. Get back in the cart.
I can only run so fast.
Oh shit!
That horse is going.
I'm coming, guys.
I'm going with the horse. I've got the reins.
I would run to help her with the horse.
Okay, roll your animal handling.
I didn't get out of the cart.
So you feel the horse is like, no, it wants to go.
13.
It's not bad. The horse is like calmer. But it's like, no.
Okay, I'd get up in the front with Meadow. Because I guess Meadow's driving the car.
Yeah. I will run behind the cart and catch up, hopefully.
Yeah.
Roll your athletics.
Fuck, I'm not an athletic woman.
Get ready to grab her.
Mei-Chan can only grab 10 pounds.
Do I?
No, but your arms.
No, fuck, I think I get a negative.
With your arms,
oh,
bad,
yeah,
though.
This,
eight
that
strength.
Little...
Yes.
Eight? What the fuck is with my rolls tonight?
We want this dice back.
You barely make it to the cart.
Oh my god, yes.
And
yes.
That, when you get on it, the horse is like, nope, going now.
Okay, yep, go.
I'm just gonna get my feet on this cart.
Okay, so
she's in.
Whoever's
she's
driving,
go.
Roll their animal handling.
That's
please.
A Meadow.
That's a nope.
That's a six?
Jesus Christ, guys.
Eight?
Boys.
Yeah, no, the horse is panicking again. It doesn't want to go where you want to go. So it's like going different ways.
Can I grab the reins from her, Troy?
Yeah, you could try.
Guys, I have a mindset.
Roll your animal handling.
Here we go, guys.
Go, Ricky, go.
That's a one. That's not a natural one, though.
Okay.
It's a two minus
one. I don't
one.
Think that makes it any better.
Go! Try
can
my best.
I offer it some hay.
Behind
it doesn't want to stop. It keeps going, and eventually you guys are getting deeper and deeper into the swamp. And it's like the horse is just
are we
like,
off the path now.
You are like the horse is trying to like take you different places.
I really
and like,
know you don't like talking, Banjo, but maybe if you can try and soothe it with some music,
I can take out my flute and play. Play some music for it.
Just like packed.
Horses like music. Don't they?
I think we're gonna die.
Okay,
that's fine,
first
but
of all, what the actual fuck is that?
Oh,
you can roll your.
I would like to roll for that.
Your Arcana lore.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Arcana.
Oh,
I'm digging
is
into
that just
the
a scary sounding creature, or are we going to die
I'm
right
gonna
now?
Roll, see if I know
why not both?
You can use your bard.
19. Yes.
Huh? I can use my bard what?
I was going to say you can do your bardic lore thing. But I can't remember if you have it or not.
But she just
your
rolled a 19
lore?
Anyway.
No, because I'm
no,
in college
I rolled a 19
lore.
For...
College of glamour.
Oh, okay.
In college of being so fucking beautiful.
19 for Arcana check. Wait. It is 19, right? I'm pretty sure it's 19. It's 19.
Okay. Take this.
Can I have one of your guys' seaweed things?
Have the last one.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought the
delicious.
Seaweed?
Yes.
Seaweed. It's so good. It's so nice and salty and perfect.
I love them.
That sounds like a dragon. Like a dragon. Like a real dragon. Like an actual angry dragon.
Okay, you got one more chance with animal handling.
God.
I give it back to Meadow. I suck really bad.
Right.
Don't make me take those reins.
Sorry. You're not rolling well. Ooh! 16.
The horse is like, you get it, you finally get it under control.
Okay.
Okay, now tell it to go a lot faster.
Alright. I'm gonna just...
Yeah, we should probably put our miniatures where
they're supposed to. You guys are now here.
Hello.
You guys are now in a bridge.
I'm at the very back. God,
the worst things happen to us on bridges.
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, we're all just... I'm at the front.
There's a lot of...
Yeah, I put you at the front.
A lot of trees. It's really dark.
What time of day is it now?
Really dark?
It's mid-afternoon, but the trees aren't helping.
Oh, God.
So. Well, wait. How dark? The trees really that thick?
It's a swamp. Swampy. Yeah.
Swampy. So there's a fair amount of trees, foliage.
Okay.
Everyone roll their hide.
Stealth?
Yes.
Just stealth.
I have good stealth, guys. I'll be fine.
We'll get a +2 to stealth.
I do, too. Nope, they're gonna fucking help though.
I mean, sorry, 18. Four. I have 11 plus 7.
Right,
okay. Plus. Ooh, 14?
15. 4.
But I'm driving.
4.
I got 14. Okay. 14 with my.
Sorry, you reminded me.
Stealth.
You reminded me of this comic I read where these guys are playing D&D and it shows their characters and it's like, hey guys, I see goblins up here. Everyone do their stealth roll. It's like, I got a 19, I got a 6. And of course the guy's like, I got a 4 and he shouts. Did you hear me? I got a 4.
14, but I'm driving, so does that help Katie's 4?
Just like.
It does help Katie's 4.
I got an 18.
You're up front with me.
Yeah.
15.
You guys just feel that strong breeze again.
It's probably coming from the dragon. This is great.
I'm going to look around and see if I can see where the strong breeze is coming from.
Roll perception.
Here we go. That's another minus one. That's a 12.
12?
Yeah.
You kind of think you saw something fly above you. It's hard to tell. The horse is kind of like...
Should we be getting out and leaving the road?
Yeah, we should pretty much tuck ourselves away.
With the horse.
I meant with the horse and the cart, but get off the main road.
Yeah, so Meadow, try to pull the horse off the side under the tree cover.
Alright.
So we're out of the...
We're going under the cover of the trees.
Okay, move the horse cart to the tree.
You guys are close.
I got it.
Oh, I fell off. There's a big tree right there.
I gotta go around the water.
Rachel, it is a 2D plane.
There's also a giant tree right beside where
you know there was a tree right there, Rachel.
Where do you want to go? I like it where we are right now. We're around more trees.
Okay, fine, sure.
Yeah,
off the path.
Everyone can roll their perception again.
5.
15. 10.
8.
Oh, shit. I don't like this dice anymore.
I don't see anything. I'm not hiding well.
5.
You're too traumatized by the new information from last game.
So you got 15?
I got 15.
Yes. Yeah, you see it first. It's about to land.
Are you kidding me? No!
And she's just gonna go...
I don't get to smell.
Should we be getting out of the cart and just running into the woods? At this point.
No!
What the heck?
Sweet baby Jesus.
Why?
Dragons are intelligent animals and they can be reasoned with. They're not even animals. Don't call them animals. They're dragons. They have intelligence. We can talk with them. Maybe?
It's just looking. Because there's so many trees and stuff. It's just
Okay, I'm not moving a muscle as soon as this thing lands.
Somebody put something in the horse's mouth. Like food, so it doesn't fucking whinny.
I'm gonna get out and we'll start. I'm gonna feed it some nice.
Roll your
Can you
It's favorites.
Horse?
I don't know what its favorite
is. I don't think I can bardically inspire the fucking horse. Can you cast charm person on the horse?
No.
That's a keyword in that charm person. That's
pretty good roll.
Nope. Everyone roll your dexterity.
What?
Because the horse is flipping the fuck out right now.
Me too. But I'm not in the cart.
What? Okay.
Why are you not in the
cart? Okay, you don't have to roll.
Because I'm getting out to feed it.
Oh.
I rolled a 7.
8. 16 plus 3.
14.
Yeah. Okay, you.
Or is this a saving throw?
It's a dexterity.
Okay, so 16 plus 3. 9.
Okay. So just 9?
19, sorry, 19.
19. 16 plus 3. 9.
14.
Okay, you manage, to stay on the cart. Katie, pick a direction you go flying in. 5 feet.
I feel like I would, away from the dragon.
I would try to, like, grab Banjo if I see him, like, about to fly off.
Yeah,
like,
Smith.
Fly forward so she...
You pick a direction.
It's just like, no bouquet.
Yeah, I was facing the dragon, so I am going straight.
5 feet? Okay, I'm right here.
I know which direction I was facing, because goddammit, I'm not taking my eyes.
Okay, Meadow's.
Oh, yeah, Meadow's up front.
I'm in the cart.
Ricky's in the cart. Horse goes nuts.
Oh.
No!
Horse doesn't want to stay.
Okay, I'm gonna jump off the cart.
No,
I'm jumping off the cart. What are you doing?
No! Is he gonna hit my horse?
It happens too fast.
Is he gonna hurt my horse?
The horse tries to run. You're stuck in the cart. The dragon pretty much tackles the horse.
Where is it, bitch?
I'm jumping the fuck out of the cart.
The dragon is...
I'm gonna sacred flame that fucking dragon.
Oh my god, do not!
We're so fucking dead.
Everyone roll initiative.
I am kidding!
Don't hurt my horse.
Oh my god.
Angelica.
No.
Don't let me deal with the rest of the dragon.
You're totally ridiculous. I'm gonna fucking haunt you.
You got 20.
Now I get 17.
Wait, what do we add? Plus our initiative, plus 2.
Yeah.
19. I got 19. Horse.
Hang on.
I'm in emotional distress.
It is an animal. You don't hurt the animals.
You're hurting dragons. An animal right now. The
fucking dragon that hurt my horse.
The dragon is not an animal. It is a sentient being.
Dilla, what'd you get?
Meadow. I'm right inside its mouth.
Yeah, but maybe I might hurt it so it doesn't hurt you.
I got 11.
Aww.
Rachel got 11. Thanks for killing us, Meadow. Much appreciated.
Hey, so order is.
I thought you said we're gonna bring back normal.
Dragon, Ashley, Katie. Okay, so the dragon. Basically does the whole doggy shake thing with the horse and
what?
You're in the cart.
No, so I'm jumping out of the cart as soon as it thinks I want out of the cart.
Just kinda like, and the cart goes up and the dragon's just like,
I'm out of the cart, I fell back.
My horse.
And that's when it sees you. So it just kinda stares at you. It drops the horse, and the horse doesn't move when it hits the ground.
It's dead.
It killed my horse?
Yes, it killed it. It's gonna kill us, too.
J.R.!
You're sad for the
Why
horse.
Why are you coming on this
side? I'm really fucking sad and we all die.
Guys, his mouth can open. He's looking at you.
I'm not gonna attack you.
So roll a d20 because he's basically trying to deafen you with his fucking roar.
Did you roll a 1?
Ricky is deaf for 1 round. Ricky cannot hear.
I'm gonna jump back as far as I can.
It's your turn.
I'm gonna go back as far as I can. Just like,
technically, you
just
have
like cover my ears and just like run back. I'm not as tasty as a horse.
It's gonna be great. Like the least of our problems right now.
Me!
Dragon! So, you're gonna move back?
Yeah.
Do you want to go the 60 feet? Because you have a dash as a free action.
or just 30?
Where's Banjo right now?
Right there. Where I am. I fell out of the cart.
Do you want to move over to him?
Yeah.
Good
luck. It's like
you can use the cart for cover.
Yeah. I'm trying to break the sight line between me and that stupid dragon.
And it's like watching you.
Bonus action, I hide.
Good. Okay,
behind Banjo?
No, we're behind. I get a bonus action.
Yeah. Okay, roll your
What's that? That's a 9 for stealth. Every new stealth?
Yeah.
9 plus 7, so 16.
Yeah. So you lose sight of sight and the dragon's just like...
just like... Katie! Really quickly. Just like, okay, I know that we are not qualified to fight a fucking dragon.
Charm the fuck out.
That's not... That's not something we can do. So I am going to try to distract the dragon by casting Thaumaturgy back over whatever is away from us and within my range for Thaumaturgy. Range 30. So 30 feet away from me.
5, 10, 15, 25, 30. You wouldn't even make it to the other side of the dragon.
Oh, fuck's sakes. Fuck, that's not gonna help then. That's not gonna help then!
You could try it over by the tree line. Like if you cast straight ahead from where your figure is facing.
You cast it 30 feet that way. Create an instantaneous sound that originates from a point. So I would, yeah, cast 30 feet away from where I'm standing and make it sound like there's something else over there.
Rachel, turn the dragon to face that direction, please. Anything else you can do?
I do have a bonus action.
Use those bonus boys.
Which bonus action do I want to use? Which bonus action do I want to use?
What, do you know them off by heart now?
I just got a new one. I'll use my bonus action to do Bardic Inspiration. No, because that's going to make noise.
Ding, ding, ding.
Turn back towards me!
What is that lovely sound?
Is everyone looking at me right now?
Pretty much? Well, no, I'm
probably staring at my horse,
dragon.
Really upset.
I say, I just made a noise. So are we all looking at me?
Yes.
Is everyone fucking looking at me?
Yes.
So banter right now.
Make
yourself a beautiful person.
I'm staring at a dragon.
Wait, where did the horse land?
Where it is right now. It's just...
Okay, well then Banjo is in my line of sight. Oh. I'm still upset about the horse.
Banjo is definitely
that,
not in my line
of
sight.
Yeah, you can see and they can see you within a 60-foot range.
Up can to a number see equal and they to, can see you.
I have to be able to see you and you have to be able to see me.
Yeah, I'd be very
Your back is to me, though.
You can turn. Turning doesn't cost an action.
Yeah. Okay. And I have a +3 charisma modifier, and there's 3 of you. So I would do a little hand wave, and I get a little, like, frost, like a little, like, pop of, like, highlight on my cheekbones, and, like, a little, like, sparkle to my hair. Just a little, and I will use my mantle of inspiration, and that, just by looking, being like, oh, what, you're suddenly, so glamorous, so David Bowie, that gives you all 5 temporary hit points for this wave.
Rachel!
Yes.
Wait, I should have added my name. Oh, and it can... Anyone looking at me can immediately use your reaction to move up to your speed without provoking opponent attacks if anyone needs to move. That's the other part of it. I don't think anyone needs to move right now, though, so...
We should have added more hit points last time. Let's see, 1 second.
You said +5?
Yeah, you get +5 temporary hit points. All 3 of you. And if anyone wants
I would
to
like
move,
to
you can.
Hold my turn until I see the dragon going to attack one of them. And if he does, then I will speak up in Draconic. Can I do that?
Yes.
Awesome.
So now that means it's Jello's turn.
I'm on edge.
Nobody seems to be attacking the dragon.
It's
so...
a fucking dragon.
We're not getting revenge this time, don't know.
Meadow, curb your fucking barbarian instincts to fight everything.
If I didn't stab it, no one is stabbing this thing.
If Alice is very okay with not killing the dragon.
You just picture Dallas coming down and says, what the fuck did you guys do?
Just like, Dallas.
He just sees the minis.
The minis and one giant dragon were like, we got nothing.
And for my next turn.
So, yes, insert, it's Meadow's turn. We're waiting for her to decide what she wants to do.
Is the horse, like, dead, or can I see it, like, still, like,
it's not
breathing?
Moving.
Or it's something. It's
probably super.
At all. That shows life.
It's not moving.
It's super. At all, dead. Like.
It got dragon chomped.
Are you gonna go up to it?
Well, no, the dragon's over there.
Yeah, the horse ain't
moving. These cookies are my weakness.
Well, nobody's attacking the dragons.
No!
I'm not gonna attack yet, but.
Because we don't wanna die.
I'm gonna move over here.
Devil, you're moving?
That's it.
Roll your stealth.
Okay. I'm gonna use my stealth.
Why did you pick now to move? You could have moved when you saw how beautiful I was, and it wouldn't have given you an opportunity.
I didn't know I had that option!
I said that!
Pay attention.
Wait, what?
When I...
I thought I had to wait for my turn to do that.
When I go extra beautiful, it says, can immediately use its reaction to move up to its speed without provoking opportunity attacks.
But a opportunity attack is specifically if you were getting out of its reach.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Hmm. 14.
Presumably because the enemy is also so dazzled by me. They're just
dragon like, looks up.
What's happening?
It's like
I'm watching this bastard.
It like tilts its head in jealous
direction. Like how you're trying to be quiet.
That doesn't work.
Hey, it's a dragon. Turn it back to the horse, please.
Are we just like hiding behind the card right now? Yeah. If you were not hiding behind the card, I had pulled you down. We were hiding behind this cart. You're not moving. Until we have to.
Yeah, it starts chowing down on the
that's not good.
Oh my god, Joel.
I think Meadow's traumatized.
She has a friend named Rocka who's 14 and a Scotty who's deaf as shit.
Same.
Okay. The dragons.
We should probably.
Dragon
doesn't know what the fuck is in
the
card it wants.
Okay, Ashley, it's your turn. What are you
going
to plan to do?
Is the dragon, like, preoccupied right now?
Preoccupied.
Busy eating a horse.
Totally eating that horse.
Okay, I'm going to grab Banjo and we're going to go back where they are, farther away.
Okay. Grab a Banjo and you're both going to be... Well, you both have to roll your stealth now because you're both moving.
Okay, we're going. 17.
18.
Hey. Ah, very good. Dragon is still preoccupied with eating.
Plus my dex, so technically plus two, so I'm at 20.
Oh!
Katie, it's your turn.
Now that we're back together, I would just be like... And then I'm nodding, because I... Yes.
Yeah.
Rachel.
I'm not doing anything. I don't want to get in a fight with a fucking dragon. We're level three.
He's gonna watch us.
We're level three.
I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm holding my action. He's not attacking us.
Okay, everyone.
And I'm motioning like we should get the fuck out of here while it's distracting, getting the horse.
Do you realize all of our stuff is in that cart, right?
We can come back later.
Everyone, roll your perception.
I don't like that sound.
I've got a mess over here. I'm not gonna be able to roll properly.
Six. What's my plus wisdom?
What's my perception?
You really
seven.
Should write it down here. Six.
I have good fucking perception. I'm
11?
Pissed.
It says something about a perception roll that when I rolled, I missed my dice box entirely and hit the table.
Not
I got 11.
Not great. Not great. I can't hear that.
Oh shit.
No. Wait, and am I no longer dead? What the fuck?
It's new.
Put that back! Put that back in the hangar!
It's bigger with an uglier head.
Oh my god. They're gonna duke it out. Maybe they'll fight.
They're either mates, and they're there together, or they're gonna start tearing each other apart. I wanna stay for science.
Why does it have a spiky tail? I don't like those guys.
I just want to watch this.
So, I didn't hear that, but I just saw another dragon land. Well, or am I undeafened now?
it was only one round.
One okay, round. I'm good.
But yeah, another dragon
land. I gained my hearing back just to hear that shit.
And yeah, it starts yelling at the other one.